Our next case for argument is Rosas Ortega against Gonzalez. Mr. Mulvaney.
Thank you, Judge Easterbrook. May it please the court. Rosas Ortega is is appealing a decision of the Board of Immigration Appeals, which affirmed the immigration judge's decision ordering him removed from the United States after denying him relief under Section 212, subsection C. The immigration judge deemed him not worthy of favorable exercise of discretion because of his conviction in Illinois of aggravated sexual assault, which the immigration judge concluded was the equivalent to sexual abuse of a minor. And our basis for appeal is because the immigration judge did not go through the procedure for determining whether the state crime or the state statute qualified as the Federal Immigration Nationality Act sexual abuse of a minor definition, because the Illinois statute under which he pleaded, the count, did not actually state the object's date of birth, the woman's date of birth. The judge refers to it in his decision, but we believe that the judge got that from a count that was dismissed, and board precedent forbids that kind of application of facts from a count that has been dismissed to reach the conclusion as the immigration judge did in this case.
Well, clarify something for me. The count to which he pled guilty wasn't one of the elements of that offense that the victim be under 18.
That is correct, Your Honor. But what we argue is that the particular crime of which he stands convicted doesn't necessarily equal sexual abuse of a minor. Because,
but if that's one of the elements of the offense...
But the immigration judge did not specifically go through the process of determining whether it was actually the equivalent. The Illinois statute was actually the equivalent. He came to that conclusion, but nothing in his decision actually conducts the analysis. I don't know if I'm answering your question.
Well, I just think you have a hard road to hoe when one of the elements is that one of the elements to which he specifically pled guilty is that the victim is under 18 years old.
That is correct, Judge. The victim was under 18 years old, but the statute is divisible in the sense that some of the conduct may be sexual abuse of a minor, but some of it obviously could be outside that definition. And so if the IJ is going to conclude or hold that this is sexual abuse of a minor, this court's rule under the categorical approach is that the IJ needs to go beyond just a flat statement, this is an aggravated felony because it is sexual abuse of a minor. In other words, the IJ needed to say the victim is under 18 and this statute says the following and parse it out in order to find the other elements that would constitute sexual abuse of a minor. The IJ ruled it was based on only one element, and that is what we have qualms with. But in addition to the IJ's determination, it was a serious criminal conviction, and arrived at the conclusion that because of the seriousness of the conviction, it outweighed whatever positive factors were present in Mr. Rosas Ortega's profile, while the board precedents specifically required the IJ to state for the record why the IJ believed this was serious to the extent that it outweighed everything else, and the IJ was required to consider how recent the conviction was. The IJ was required to consider rehabilitation and those kinds of issues and weigh the pros against the negatives and come to the IJ's conclusion. In the IJ's decision, that is not laid out specifically and clearly, and the IJ just flatly comes to his conclusion that yes, you have family, yes, you have a job, yes, you've been in this country for those many years, but all of that is outweighed by your criminal conviction, and that is not what the BIA requires under its precedents, matter of Marine, Buscemi, Rogers, and the other precedents to which the IJ cited as authority.
Yeah, but the IJ made specific reference to the rehabilitation and talked about the fact that he had completed probation and that this was only after the probation was violated and he had to be resentenced an additional 2.5 years. He doesn't have to spell out every little thing in his order.
But presented to the IJ was a letter from Adelante, which is a program that had submitted a statement from its director saying that he had attended daily, driving miles to go to attend, had been a very active participant, was exemplary in the way he attended, which at least raised an issue of fact because the IJ concluded that...
That was on shot number 2, wasn't it? That was the second time that he went into the program?
Well, Your Honor, there's confusion between what the IJ says is the record and...
Didn't he violate his parole by not going in the first time for the treatment program?
The IJ says that that's in the record, and the IJ is silent about what the program director's letter says about he's attending the program and whether or not...
Wait a minute. Isn't it a matter of record that he violated his parole by not reporting the first time when he agreed to?
I think what happened, and Rosas Ortega testifies and answers that question, I believe, on cross-examination, and he says he was late arriving, and I believe that's one of the problems that arose to result in either resentencing or additional time being added to his probation. Now, the IJ focuses on that, but subsequent to that, he attended and completed the program. And I'm not sure that I'm answering your question, Judge Coffey. Does that answer your question?
No, but that's all right. Go on.
I mentioned
that he violated it and didn't report the first time. And then when he did report and he went through the program, because he had violated it, they found he'd violated it, they gave him an extra 2.5 years on the probation.
I believe that what occurred, according to his testimony, and I didn't represent him at that time, and I can only... tell you what I know from the record as I see it. He failed to fulfill the time arrival and that kind of requirement. He was late on one occasion or more occasions, which took him back to court. I guess, yes, he violated his probation. He was resentenced, and he went back into the program, and he subsequently...
And given an extra 2.5 years because he violated.
I believe so, Judge.
That's all I said.
Yes, I believe so, Judge. He completed that and completed it successfully. If there are no other questions, that's our side of the story, and we ask the court to vacate and remand this decision.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Goldman.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. Dan Goldman on behalf of the Attorney General. This court should uphold the agency decision and dismiss this petition for review for lack of jurisdiction. Mr. Rosas Ortega was convicted of aggravated sexual abuse of a minor, an aggravated felony, and under the Immigration and Nationality Act, this court does not have jurisdiction to review his petition. The facts of this case are not in dispute. He was convicted of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. The law under which he was convicted is not in dispute. It says quite clearly, the accused commits aggravated criminal sexual abuse if he or she commits an act of sexual conduct with a victim who was under 18 years of age when the act was committed and the accused was a family member. None of that is in dispute. The only dispute or only question that's being raised by Mr. Rosas Ortega is that there's no proof in the record. I'm not sure exactly how that proof would have come out, that the victim was under 18. In this case, however, when an element of the statute is that the victim was under 18, by virtue of his conviction, that element is met. And the only way that Mr. Rosas Ortega could contend that his victim was not under 18 would be to mount a collateral challenge to the conviction, which this court has said he cannot do. For those reasons, Your Honor, that issue is straightforward, and the court should reject Mr. Rosas Ortega's arguments. With regard to his due process contention, very briefly, the government would submit that because there is no protected liberty interest, there's no due process claim here. Even if this court were to get to that due process issue, the substance of it, the government would submit again that it is perfectly reasonable for an immigration judge to follow the local court rules and require that evidence be submitted in advance of the court date. Is the contention that somehow the immigration judge prejudged this case or had it in for Mr. Rosas Ortega is simply not supported by the evidence, by the record in this case. The attorney below knew what the requirements were, knew about that 10-day rule, and simply did not comply with it. When he was asked why, he had no good reason. And, Your Honors, for those reasons, the government would submit that this petition for review should be denied. Subject to the court's questions, the government would submit. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Anything further, Mr. Mwangi? Well, thank you very much to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.